Hello.
Good morning. My name is
Good morning. How
Shakita.
you doing?
I'm good. How are you? My name is Shakita. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, I was calling to file a claim. I tried to file it online, but they wouldn't let me.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
422-37-7388.
And may you verify your first and last name for me, please?
Keyote Beattie,
Your date of birth?
7/24/1990.
And your mother's maiden name?
Tammy Wright.
And your driver's license or state ID number?
Hold on, let me get my ID. My driver license number is 101-644-04.
Okay, have your mother ever went by the name of Hughley before?
Janie Hughley. Oh, that's my foster mom. I grew up in foster care.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated.
And if you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after approval for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And who are you banking with?
I bank with, hold on. If I'm mistaken, it's Torch Fire Group.
It's a bank you can walk into.
No.
Okay, so for it to be direct deposit, it has to be a traditional bank that you can walk in.
Oh, well, you can give me the card then.
Okay. Your mailing address?
Ma'am.
Your mailing address?
403 Top Apart. Yeah, Alabama.
I can't hear you. Your phone's going in and out.
5B Hilltop Apartments, Lafayette, Alabama, 3862.
You said 5B Hilltop?
405B.
45B? 45B?
40B.
40B?
40B.
40B?
Apartment. Yeah, Alabama. Hello.
40B Hilltop Apartment, Lafayette, Alabama.
Yes.
Okay. Is the residence address different from your above mailing address?
It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Ma'am?
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good contact phone number?
7/06/588-2647.
706-588-2647.
Yes, 6/47.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Eating necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, you'll be asked to random-generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? We have 2439 24th Street Southwest, 813 Stanhope Drive Northeast, 875 Eva Road, 933 4th Avenue, or have never been associated with any of the addresses.
Can you say those addresses again?
You said what now, sir?
Can you repeat those addresses?
Okay, 2439 24th Street Southwest, 813 Stanhope Drive Northeast, 875 Eva Road, 933 4th Avenue, or have never been associated with any of the addresses.
Never been associated with any of those.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? We have Mobile, Lanette, Birmingham, Madison, or none of the above.
Can you say that?
Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? We have Mobile, Lanette, Birmingham, Madison, or none of the above.
You said you have Lynette.
Mm-hmm.
You have Lynette on there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've seen Lynette before.
Okay. And which other follow corporations have you ever been associated with? We have Amatic, Nalakulo, Nice Technologies, Telecorp U, or none of the above?
The above.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? We have Magnolia Road, Xenia Lane West, Gilmer Avenue, West Alabama Avenue West, or all of the above.
I have used Alabama West before.
Okay.
That's a street my mother stayed on.
Okay. Question two. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? We have 334-644-0974, 334-644-1247, 334-644-1879, 334-644-8617, or have never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
Didn't you say 334-644-18?
1879.
Yes, that was my mother's number. Yes, that was my phone number all my childhood.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I worked for the government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification? Is that for trade readjustment allowance?
I've never received.
Okay, and when was your last day work?
It was a month and a half ago. My calendar.
You said it was when?
About a month and a half ago. So I'll say around. Well, about a month ago, I'll say around the 4th of November.
November the 4th?
Yeah.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
My physical able to work?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, on a business, or your corporate office for a business?
And you said work for my.
Yes, do you work for yourself?
Oh.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Can you say that phone breaking bad?
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently rest for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are
School.
you available to accept full-time work?
Say that again.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Accept work.
Full-time work.
I accept full work.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
First shift, two kids.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Can you repeat again? It broke bad again.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Have you applied for receiving any work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 2 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
About $12 or $13.
Do your time work with a union?
Ma'am.
Do you work with a union?
Can you say that again?
Do you work with a union?
Do well, what?
Do you work with a union?
I'm breaking up. I can't even hear you.
Work with
Hello?
a union.
It you know, when you the end, I can't the end part. Hello.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, ask me, do you work with a union? Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No.
And what's your job title?
I was in the thaw room at 9 o'clock.
You said what now?
You said what's my job?
Your job title?
What type I did at the job?
Yes.
I worked. I was just a associate in the thaw room. I worked in the thaw room, so I was a regular worker.
And what's the name of the company you are filing for?
What's the name of the supervisor for?
No, the name of the job you're filing for.
I don't know what for the job I just got from or the job before that. That could not have been for 2 years before that.
Okay,
job.
So you have to file for the last job that you worked for.
John Soul in Battle.
Okay, John Soul's food. What city and state was this work performed in?
I valid.
You said Bessemer, Alabama?
Valley, Alabama, Bay.
And when's your employee start date when you first started working with them?
September 2nd.
What year?
You said the year?
Mm-hmm.
This year.
And a good contact phone number?
For them?
Uh-huh.
Let me phone. A good one for them is
434-459-1999. Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any default pay for any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or holiday pay? Have you applied for a pension or are you seeking a pension from this employer?
Say that again.
Have you applied for a pension or are you seeking a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working with this company?
They fired.
And what's the reason for your termination?
A guy said termination. A guy said I didn't say anything. He was a supervisor. He liked me when.
Some misconduct.
Well, you can say that, but it was.
Name the title of the person who discharged you.
I don't know. I see it in the mail. I don't know. I was told to go home. We were supposed to have a meeting next morning. Nobody told me nothing and let me. I was fired. I went in a bad gate to get.